At some point, you may have heard that beef contains too many hormones, but an extension educator with the University of Nebraska-Lincoln says there are some things to keep in mind. One is that all multicellular organisms contain hormones. Now, while some meat production systems may use hormone implants to increase efficiency, it only causes the meat to have slightly more of the hormone estrogen. In other words, 1.9 nanograms compared to 1.3 non-implanted per a 3-ounce serving. UNL Extension Educator Bruce Treffer said hormones, when eaten, are digested, broken down, and largely neutralized, so they don't act as hormones anymore. But even if they did, he said the 1.9 nanograms of estrogen in implanted beef is minuscule when you consider that a child's body produces around 50,000 nanograms of estrogen per day. A non-pregnant adult female will produce 480,000 nanograms of estrogen per day on its own. Treffer also points out there are 225 nanograms of estrogen in a 3-ounce serving of potatoes, 340 nanograms of estrogen in a 3-ounce serving of peas, and 2,000 nanograms of estrogen in a 3-ounce serving of cabbage. So it doesn't make much sense to blame hormones for our kids growing faster and reaching puberty earlier. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.